This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Amen. Welcome, welcome to all those that are listening, to all our Hope family. Welcome this morning. God is doing great things, and I just want to tell you there is something on the other side. Today, maybe you've been looking at your problems, you've been looking at your circumstances, you've been looking at your challenges today from one side, from one dimension, from one direction, but God wants you to know that there is something completely different on the other side. Will you pray with me today? God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just touch our hearts, Lord. Stir us up, Father. Stir our faith up today, God, that we would hear what you want us to hear. God, that we would be challenged, God, Father, to live a successful life, to live a life that is above, where we walk on top of the circumstances, where we walk on top of things that would hold others down because we're living by faith. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to talk to you out of Joshua chapter 6. So if you'll go there with me, Joshua chapter 6. This is so important for where we are right now that we understand there is something on the other side. I know there's so much going on right now in our nation. There's so much going on a lot of times in our families. There's things that are going on in the pursuit of our destiny. And we have to know that God has something. God has a blessing. God has a promised land on the other side. So let me read this for you. Joshua 6 says, "Now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. And no one was allowed to go in or out. But the Lord said to Joshua, 'I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. And on the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priests blowing the horns. And when you hear the priests give one long blast of the ram's horn, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town.'" Wow, this is so important because we're coming up against some gates. We're coming up against some gates in America. We're coming up against some gates in our lives and in our family. And we have to realize there is something on the other side. There is a promise. It's not that the gate is not the end of the story. The gate is not the end of the street. You see, on the way to the promised land, the people of God realized they were going to have to get through this gate. They were going to have to get through these walls of Jericho to get to their promise. And there may be something, in your life today that you're realizing the enemy has put it right in the pathway to your promise, right in the pathway of what God has promised you. There is a gate. A lot of times you can see through the gate. You see, there's something, it's right there. I feel like I could almost touch it, but I can't get my hands on it because of this gate. It's in my way. This gate was in the way of the people of God possessing their promise. And so they see that there's a gate and they see that it was tightly shut. You know, some things look impossible. You know, some things look, it's improbable. I don't know if this is going to ever change. I don't know if this job situation is ever going to go through. I don't know if this relationship is ever going to work out. I've been waiting so many years. I've been waiting so many seasons. I've been waiting so many days for this thing to happen. It's tightly shut up. I know God said some things to me, but it just looks impossible. When the children of Israel looked up, they looked up at a fortification that was going at an incline. They're looking at two different walls. They're looking at these big gates. They're looking at something that looks impregnable. Maybe your circumstance looks impregnable, but I want to tell you today, have faith. Take faith. Even the things that look impossible, the Bible says nothing is impossible for those that believe. It might be tightly shut up. The enemy may have his hands all over what belongs to you, but it's okay because nothing is impossible for those that believe. They approached those gates, they were tightly shut up. But the reason they were tightly shut up is because the enemy was afraid of God's people. Let me tell you something. Behind that big gate, behind those walls, is a devil that's trembling in fear of your potential. The devil is trembling in fear of what God wants to do with you, through you, and in you. So if you can get a hold of this, no matter what the gate looks like, there is an enemy that's scared of you behind that gate. And if you can receive that, it gives you a whole nother level of confidence. And then it says right here, no one was allowed to go out or in. You see, the enemy is, he does this to people. He wants to restrict the mobility of people. God has a purpose for you. God has a design for you. God has a journey for you. But the enemy wants to stop you in your tracks. He wants you to feel limited, like your options are limited, like your mobility, like I can't go here. I can't do that. I can't talk to this person. And so my options are limited. The enemy makes you feel that way. But that's not the truth. The truth is who the Son sets free is free indeed. We have full mobility. We have full possibility in Christ Jesus. And so the enemy does that. But then I love this verse too. Somebody get a hold of this. But then God said, the Lord said, but the Lord said, just type that in right now, but the Lord said, because that changes everything. When the Lord says something, you can take it to the bank. When the Lord says something, it's not going to return back to you void. God doesn't bounce checks. What God says is good. What God says will last. What God says will come through. So this is something that looks impossible. It's a gate that's standing in the middle of the promise. What God promised them was going to happen. This gate is in the way. But then God says something. The Lord said to Joshua, I have given you Jericho, its king, and its strong warriors. God is saying to you today, I've already given you the promised land. I've already given you the king. I've given you the authority, and I've given you the enemy that looks so fierce. I've already given them into your hands. I've given you Jericho. I've given you its king, and I've given you its strong warriors. God, if you can receive this today, God has already given you the blessing. It's already on its way. He's given you the authority, and he's given you victory over all your enemies. So if you will move through in confidence, you will see that the enemy is actually scared of you. I love that. And so you and your fighting men should do what? March. Somebody type march right now. You need to be focused on this right now. You need to march around your problems. March around your circumstances. I'm not talking about walking. I'm not talking about going on a stroll. That's something completely different. God says to you today, you need to march. You need to have purpose. You need to have confidence. You need to know that you're walking in authority today. And you need to march. You see, far too often, we're walking when we should be marching. Far too often, we're going on a stroll when we should be moving forward with confidence. You see, marching, it's a military term. It's a military. See, I'm not going with a mentality like a civilian. I'm not going forward with a... I'm not going to get my hands dirty. No, I've got my weapons ready. I'm ready to go to war today. I'm ready to fight for my purpose. I'm ready to fight for my family. I'm ready to fight and pray for my nation. I came to march. It's a different mindset. You see, the war is over the mind, but if you can start to allow yourself to get in the Word of God and get full of the things of God, it's going to change the way you think. And you see, it takes a different mindset to march, because otherwise we're running away. Otherwise we're walking. Otherwise we're just going on a stroll. And you see, that's where the enemy exploits the people of God, is when they're just strolling through life instead of marching into their purpose. So God tells them, march. And then he says that the priest should walk ahead of the ark. Now, I hope you get this, because Revelation 1:6 says that we are now kings and priests. Jesus made us kings and priests. And so as priests, we're walking ahead. What are we walking ahead of? We're walking ahead of the Word of God. We're walking ahead of the promises of God. What does faith look like? It looks like me moving forward even when I haven't seen anything in the natural. Nothing has changed. Nothing has materialized yet in the natural, but I'm walking ahead of my Word. I'm walking ahead of the thing that God impressed on my heart when I was praying. I'm walking ahead of the things that are promises in the Word of God. I'm walking ahead. So I'm moving forward. I'm marching with determination and confidence. And I've got a purpose. And I'm walking ahead. This is what faith looks like. I'm walking ahead. I'm going ahead and acting on things that I know God has spoken over my life. I'm going ahead and taking action. I'm going ahead and going back to school. I'm going ahead and starting that business that God has told me to. I'm going ahead and doing something on what God has spoken. So I'm walking ahead of the ark. And then it says, you should carry with you, the priest should carry with you ram's horns. Now, I hope you get this in your spirit today, because the ram's horn was something that the priest used to signal something to come. The priest would signal, whether it was a time of war or it was a time of peace or all the people of God were coming together and they were going to praise or they're signaling victory, the ram's horn was used to signal what was to come. And they would put that ram's horn to their lips and they would blow that ram's horn. Let me tell you something. We need to use our mouths to declare what God has already put in our heart, what God has already made clear in our spirit. We need to begin to use our mouths and declare the word of the Lord. I'm not only marching, I'm not only walking ahead of my word, but I am declaring my word into my future. I am declaring my word, and the promised land is going to hear my declaration. My enemy is going to hear my declaration. My circumstances are going to hear my declaration. I'm carrying with me today a declaration. You see, I didn't come empty-handed, and no matter wherever I go, I'm marching. Wherever God sends me, I'm marching, and I'm walking ahead of my word, and I'm declaring. I'm carrying that declaration with me, because we have to be aware of how we use our words. If you're using your words the same way as your unsaved friends, guess what? You're going to get the same results as your unsaved friends. If you're using your words just like everybody else, you're going to get the average type of results. But if you use your words to carry a declaration into the heavens, to carry a declaration into your atmosphere, I'm planting seeds into my future with my declarations, with my words. When I speak and I remind God of the promises over my life, I'm planting something in the soil of my future. I hope that you can hear this today. Use your words to make a declaration. And when is this all going to happen? When is this going to come to pay? When is this going to come to place? God says, on the seventh day. I hope you hear this. There's an appointed time for everything. There's an appointed time for your walls to come down. There is an appointed time for that breakthrough to happen. There's an appointed time for that virus to break. There's an appointed time for that husband, that wife to come into your life. There's an appointed time for that scholarship to come through. There's an appointed time for that relationship to happen, for those doors to open. There is an appointed time. So when I've been obedient and I've done my part, God is going to break the doors off of that gate, and God is going to make walls come down and collapse on my behalf, because I have faith and it pleases Him. I'm marching into my purpose. I'm walking ahead of my word, and I'm carrying with me a declaration everywhere I go, because I know that something's on the other side of what I'm going through right now. Something's on the other side of what's going on in my family right now. And something's on the other side of what's going on in our nation. God's got something on the other side. and I know it. And so I'm not going for a stroll. No, no. And I'm not walking behind my word. That's not faith. I'm walking in front of my word. And I'm carrying with me everywhere I go a declaration. You hang around me long enough, you're going to hear my declaration. You get in a conversation with me, you're going to hear my declaration. Because I'm sounding the alarm that something is to come. 7 days, there is an appointed time that every wall will collapse. Everything that has barred you from your promise, everything that has stopped you in your tracks, every gate that has been in your way, every wall that has tried to intimidate you, God says it's coming down. Your appointed time is coming. Your moment is coming. If you will just take faith, if you will just take the confidence to march, if you will just walk ahead of your word, if you will just declare the promises of God, you're going to see walls come down. I want to tell you today, walls are going to come down for you. I don't know what you're believing for right now, but God knows exactly what walls need to come down, what walls you've been praying against. And let me tell you something, when God gives the word, there is no wall, there is no gate that can stand against it. When that faith and that word mixes, when God's word over your life mixes with the faith in your spirit, walls have to come down. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of what your 7 days looks like. It's only a matter of what your appointed moment looks like. But it's got to come down. I want to encourage you today. Some of you have gotten weary. But the Bible says, don't get weary and well-doing with doing what's right. For in due season, you're going to reap. In due season, those walls are going to come down. In due season, that thing is going to go through. And you're going to see the promised land. You're going to see what's on the other side. Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's listening to this right now. God, you know who needs to hear this. You know, God, it's not an accident that they're hearing this right now. You know, God, there's something, Father, that you want to stir in their heart. You know, God, you want to stir up faith in them right now. God, I thank you, Lord, you sent me today to tell them there's something on the other side. There's a blessing on the other side. There's the relationship you've been waiting for. It's on the other side. There's the scholarship. There's the breakthrough. There's a financial blessing on the other side. If you'll just keep at it. Just do your part. You don't have to do the impossible. That's God's job. Our job is to do our part. So God, I thank you a lot. Stir up their faith today. Stir up their faith, God, that there is something on the other side. And as we're praying together, maybe there's some people here today that you're just not where you need to be with Jesus. You don't have that connection that you want. You don't have that connection that you know you need. Maybe you never had it. Maybe you had it once and you lost it. Let me pray with you. If that's you, say, Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for dying on a cross for me. Thank you for wiping my sins away and giving me a new start. Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you everything. Help me to be victorious. Help me to live like you. Help me to follow your example. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.